Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time here for the Rangers Player Show. Krusty's Corner's coming up here at 3:40, about 15 minutes. Brian's going to break some stuff down for you here on the Cowboys and football. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by carsforkids.org. Donate your vehicle today, carsforkids.org. All right, the Rangers Player Show brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Here he is, a breakout Texas Ranger this season. Been a demon out of the bullpen. 1.53 is the ERA, and the whip, that's walks and hits per innings pitch, just over one, which is a mighty fine number. Cole Wynn joining us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's good to have you. Congratulations on finding it to the extent that you have this year. What's been the biggest difference for you, Cole?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And I think it's just been, you know, being confident and getting a lot more comfortable. I think the more you are out there and the more you're pitching, the more comfortable you get. And I've really found that to be helpful this year.
I mean, I could totally get it. But at some point, you kind of get used to the fact that there's 50,000 people watching you and you're in a pennant race and it just kind of becomes normal. Is that how that works?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for me, honestly, when I'm out there, I don't even hear any of the crowd noise. I don't really see anybody but the catcher. So I don't really know, honestly. I think you kind of get used to it. But, you know, looking back on it, I mean, it's cool every day to show up and have that many people watching, you know.
Cole, how's the ride been, man? Like, from the pressures of being a first-round pick with this organization, dealing with, you know, some overcoming adversity, to now you're having an outstanding year, as Gavin mentioned, and pitching out of the bullpen with a chance to go make a pennant run here and win another World Series.
It's been pretty crazy, honestly. I think, you know, looking back on it, it doesn't feel like it's been since 2018, so I guess 7 years. But, yeah, it's been a crazy ride. You know, a lot of struggles, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. So that's ultimately led me to here, and, you know, I wouldn't trade the ride for anything.
Hey, Cole, I mean, I was interested when you just talked about you don't hear a crowd, it's the catcher. How does somebody develop that kind of concentration, that kind of tunnel vision? Is it something that you're experienced, something you went through? Is there a secret to that?
I think, you know, you talk to different guys and different guys say different things, but I think for me, controlling my breathing is a big part of it. Okay. I start to notice, like, when I do hear crowd noise or feel a little bit more amped up, if I'm able to take a deep breath and kind of refocus in, I think that helps a lot. And I think that's been the biggest thing. I think it goes with practice, as much as you could practice, like, I guess, pitching in front of a ton of people, but I think controlling my breathing and just trying to stay as much in the moment as possible.
Well, is it one of those things, Cole, that you like, I'm just asking, this is like, all of a sudden you said, wow, I'm breathing. Okay. Oh, that worked. Was it like that simple, or was it just, you know, something like, yeah, like, oh, okay. Just through practice and time and success, it's worked for you.
I think, I developed a routine through, one of the mental performance coaches that I've used. And, you know, you have a pre-inning routine, a pre-batter routine, and a pre-pitch routine. And it all revolves around a deep breath. So I notice, like, whenever I'm incredibly in the moment, I'm just focusing on, like, one breath at a time and then one pitch at a time. And I think that's what kind of helps me stay focused.
Sounds like you're doing yoga up there, kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe some Navy SEALs breathing.
Yeah, a little mental yoga.
Yeah.
Cole, what's the biggest challenge going from a starter to a reliever? How does the routine change?
I think it's just preparing to pitch every day. You know, as a starter, you know weeks in advance what days you're going to be pitching. As a bullpen guy, you never know when you're going to pitch, and you have an opportunity to pitch every day. So I think it's just preparing every day the same as if you were going to pitch. So the routine's changed a little bit. I think it's just getting my body right to throw. There's a lot of different things, like different factors, like being sore. Like if you pitch the day before and you have a chance to pitch again, you know, it's just getting your body right and getting your body to where it needs to be ready to pitch that day.
Yeah,
so if you take every day and try and do the same things, it stacks up.
So what are some of the things you've learned, like recovery-wise, and maybe some of the veterans that you've had in the pen have been able to help you with that, with some of the advice day-to-day?
Yeah, I think I've been really fortunate to be around a great group the past couple of years, whether it be Kirby and David Ryan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Robertson last year, and then this year Chris Martin and Sean Armstrong, I think they really helped me, like, day to day, just being prepared to pitch. Even if you know, like, you're down and you're not going to pitch, like, it's still doing the same thing that you did the day before as if you were going to pitch and be ready to pitch. So I think it's just keeping that routine as solid as possible, and you know, the veteran guys around have definitely helped me out with that, whether it be how much I'm throwing in between games, whether or not to keep it light or push it a little bit more. So I think, you know, you just pick their brains and see what they've done. It's brought them so much success. And I think all those guys have been huge for me.
Hey, Cole, if we got to sit out with the bullpen, out in the bullpen with you and the other relievers, would we have a good time out there for 9 innings? And I mean, until you guys start to have to do some work, and hopefully you don't have to do any work, but would we have a good time just listening to the stories and things like that out there?
Absolutely. You know, in my opinion, the bullpen is the place to be during the game. There's nothing bad that goes on in the bullpen. It's only good vibes and good stories. And,
sure.
And then obviously, like, everybody knows when to get serious
and
kind of lock in.
Right.
But for the most part, it's everybody keeps it pretty loose.
Speaking of loose, have you guys ever played a game Derek Holland told us about 10 years ago called Fart Bottle Roulette?
I've never played that, but I could only imagine what that's like.
Have you heard anything about it? Does the legend live on?
I haven't heard anything about it, but I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Probably for the best.
Yeah, I'm glad to probably never play that game.
Me both.
I know you guys are in the throes of a big-time postseason run here trying to make something happen, but can you find the funny in watching Jonah try and leg out the throw to home?
I think so. I mean, I think everybody kind of enjoys watching different people run. Like, I think, you know, you watch, like, Hellman or, like, Wyatt run. The guys are incredibly fast. I think that's pretty fun to watch. And then you get guys on the other side of the spectrum like Jonah. That's, I think, pretty cool to watch. I mean, granted, I wish he didn't get thrown out, but
sure, yeah,
I think everybody can kind of see the humor in that.
And this is not a question. I just want to say, man, I absolutely love your mustache.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's I think it's helped this year, you know. I had to shave it at one point, but it's grown back pretty well.
There's some good juju in that mustache, isn't there?
Heck yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had to shave it because the first one I had a lot of zeros in it. And then when it started to not have any zeros in it, I had to switch it up.
Okay.
So you get a little superstitious?
A little bit, yeah. I think everybody does a little bit to some extent.
So who's the one in the bullpen that thinks, like, man, I should be the one to go out there and pinch hit? Like, if we're struggling to score some runs, go ahead, put a bat in my hand. I mean, it looks like you were pretty decent offensively in high school, Cole.
Yeah, selfishly, I want to say me. When Jack got the at-bat earlier this year, I wanted the bat. Yeah. I wanted to at least get up there and see what it's like. But, I mean, there's some guys, I think, that have some big league ABs already, so I'd probably put the bat in their hands before mine.
Cole Wynn here with you on The Fan. Okay, so background-wise, are you a fan of other sports?
Yeah, I like watching golf, football, and then I like UFC a lot.
Oh, nice. Big okay. UFC guy. Who's your favorite fighter right now?
I like Pereira, Alex Pereira. Yeah. I think he's fun to watch, and I think his intro to his fights is probably the coolest intro in sports.
Were you watching or plugged in at all? I mean, you had a game, but Crawford and Canelo?
See, I'm not really a huge boxing fan. I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you, but I know a lot of the guys were.
Are you the best golfer on the team?
Yeah, I would say so. I've never played with Merrill, but I heard Merrill can swing it pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those Arizona guys.
Yeah, you got to watch those Arizona guys.
I know.
Well, Cole, thank you so much for your time again. Congrats on your success. 11 games to go. Pregame coming up tonight at 6:30. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Yes, thank you, sir. That was fantastic. Brought to you by Globe Life. Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Yeah, and you talk about an absolute just breakout. The numbers last year suggested, wow, the bullpen's not going to work for him either. I think it was in the sevens last year, maybe 20 games or so. And it looked like maybe it was the end, but you talk about 8 years afterwards, you're still just 25 years old. That's about the age of Jack Leiter.
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot of pitchers, it can take well into their 20s to get it figured out. But now this year, 35 innings of work, 29 strikeouts, the microscopic ERA and the very good whip. I mean, anything under 1-1. As a whip is good, and he's just barely over one. So congrats again to Cole Wynn, and really salute to CY and everybody involved for putting together one hell of a bullpen and continuing to develop internally like we haven't been used to. Brian, where are we going next?
Yeah, you know what? It's a Tuesday. I've got some really, really good questions, I think, for my guys. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.